Welcome back to the week-ending edition of the Bun Sports Show on BunSports.com. I'm Jacob Bun. Another SEC Media Days has come and gone. David Sears is with me on this Friday. We won't talk SEC Media Days, though, today. We are going to instead focus our attention on the Big 12 and what that conference has coming into the 2012 season. Two more teams have been added to the conference to replace the two exiting teams, Missouri and Texas A&M. West Virginia and TCU are the two additions to the conference, and it shakes up to be a pretty competitive league once again, Sears. A lot of challengers at the top that could find their way into the national championship game. What do you think?
Oh, I definitely think the Big 12 will be a very competitive league this year. You have your blue bloods, of course, with Texas and Oklahoma. But the addition of West Virginia and TCU, those two teams know how to win. I know it's a step up from Mountain West and the Big East, respectively, but you have to think that West Virginia has the offense. Dana Holgorsen has the experience in the Big 12 with his time at Texas Tech and his time as Oklahoma State. So you can't put them out there. And then you wonder, will K-State put it all together again this year? They did pretty well last year, came within one touchdown of Oklahoma State last year, and that could have altered the landscape even more so. So you have so many good teams there, and then you've got a couple of unknowns that play a big part in the Big 12 champion discussion.
They do, and you're right about Kansas State. They, under Bill Snyder, have had a tremendous resurgence. Let's talk about the teams at the top. You mentioned Oklahoma, Texas. I think West Virginia is going to be up there this year as well. Maybe TCU can find their way up there. Not as high on Oklahoma State's chances after what they did last year. And then I don't know if Baylor won't be competitive once again this year, but I still say, for me, it's between Oklahoma and Texas who's going to win the championship.
Well, that's the smart bet to go with Oklahoma. I think Oklahoma wins, but I think the second place team will not be Texas. I believe it will be West Virginia. I think West Virginia has enough coming back on offense to cause enough problems with Geno Smith. Mm-hmm. I think that that passing game was going for them. I mean, they only ran for 1,000 yards as a team. So, I mean, they just did not have that great a running game, but they didn't need it because they put up so many numbers with just the passing game. Texas, I think, will be better this year. I don't know if they'll be over 11, but I definitely think they can reach 10 wins without a problem. So Oklahoma, West Virginia, and remember, Oklahoma goes to West Virginia in November, so that game could decide the Big 12 right there.
Who's the hottest coach in the Big 12 right now, Sears? You have Mike Gundy, who did so well last year with his Oklahoma State squad. I think Dana Holgorsen is a hot coach. Of course, he's entering the league for the first time this year. Who do you think is the hottest coach going right now in the Big 12?
Right now, I'd say Dana Holgorsen is probably the hottest coach coming into the Big 12. He's shown what he can do with his offense. He did very well at Oklahoma State. He did very well last year in West Virginia. He probably should have done better, but it's his first year as a head coach, so you got to give him a little leeway. But I think he's on the hottest streak right now in the Big 12. On the flip side, who I think the coldest coach is right now, it's a tie between Bob Stoops and Mack Brown. Both guys have been historically great, but what has Bob Stoops done for us lately? He hasn't been to a championship game since the 2008 season. He has not won a championship since 2000.
Yeah.
He's been to several BCS games, but the only time they won after the 2000 game was the, what was it, 08? No, the 2010 Fiesta Bowl when they beat UConn, who should not have been in a BCS in the first place. But, I mean, his lone BCS victory recently has been against a subpar Big East champion. So, you have to wonder what's going on there. He's got a lot coming back, a lot of expectations for Landry Jones and the Oklahoma Sooners offense. I don't know if they'll be able to live up to the hype. And I think that Oklahoma fans are starting to grow tired of just not doing anything. You know, it's a program that looked like it was going to be a dominant program for the longest time in the early 2000s. And we haven't seen anything from them in a while.
Well, I'm not sure who is under the most pressure to win, Mack Brown, Bob Stoops, or Tommy Tuberville. I think things in Lubbock have, you know, the train has gone off the track, so to speak, in a big way. And he's got a lot of other issues aside from just football. But 3-9 is not a good record to go in 2012. And I know they did get the victory against Oklahoma last year, which was big. That was the highlight of their season, no doubt. But it was still a colossally bad season.
Oh, without a doubt, it was a horrible season for the Texas Tech Red Raiders after going to the Ticket City Bowl in 2010 and putting up a good game there and then not even making a bowl game. I mean, they gave Oklahoma an upset after a two-hour rain delay with lightning, with severe lightning, but other than that, they did nothing last year, and that was basically the mountaintop for the season, because after that, they just crashed horrendously.
The TCU Horned Frogs come into the league. What do you think they will do in their first year? Of course, Gary Patterson has done a tremendous job with that program, and I'm surprised personally that he has not taken another job somewhere, somehow, as many as he's been rumored for, and as hot a commodity, I should say, as he has been. But how do you think his Horned Frogs will fare in year one in the Big 12?
Well, the TCU schedule is not too difficult. They do get a couple of good games at home, but it's going to be fun to watch them as they adjust to the league in the Big 12. They've always wanted to be there. They were a team that was part of the original Southwestern Conference,
right,
and then moved on. But you look at their schedule, their road games in the Big 12 are at Kansas, at Baylor, at OP State, and at West Virginia, and at Texas. And then their home games are Oklahoma, Kansas State, Texas Tech, Iowa State. And So it's going to be rough that they're playing the five road games and playing game conference schedule. They have to feel that they can beat those squads, especially some of the weaker squads. And you have to figure that their non-conference schedule isn't exactly that taxing with Grambling State, Virginia, and SMU, even though they did lose to SMU last year.
Best quarterback in the league coming into 2012. I got to go with Landry Jones. I know there are some others that make great arguments. Geno Smith, of course, at West Virginia, running that offense. But I'm going to have to go with Landry Jones at Oklahoma. I think he has improved as a player. I know that was a horrendous performance that he had against Oklahoma State on the last weekend of the year last year. But I think he's learned and grown as a player and as a quarterback. And I look for him to have a really big year this year and perhaps be a Heisman contender.
I have to say that while Landry is a good choice, Geno Smith put up ridiculous numbers last year.
He did.
Look at the fact that he was probably one of the best overall performers in America last year, and had he not had such problems with running the ball, he probably could have been in the Heisman Final Five last year. I mean, if you just look at his numbers, he put up 4,385 yards, 7 touchdowns, and only 7 interceptions. That's 126 pass attempts, so it was like barely 1% of his pass attempts were intercepted. And when you throw the ball that much, that just shows great ball discipline and ball control. So his problem was that he was not able to run the ball that well, and he took some sacks and some bad areas and some bad times. But I think he's got a great potential to be a huge, huge impact on the Big 12 race. He was already voted preseason player of the year by the media for going to the Big 12 Media Day. It shows you how highly he is respected, seeing that he's coming from another league and already given the player of the year preseason-wise. So you have to feel that Geno Smith will live up to the hype, and he will be the player for the Big 12 this year. I think he will probably be the best quarterback. I don't think he'll necessarily transition well to a pro career because he is a system quarterback, but I think he will be the best quarterback and probably in New York that second weekend of December.
One more thing on the Big 12 as we'll wrap it up here on this Friday edition of the Bun Sports Show on BunSports.com with David Sears. The Big 12, there's been some Twitter conversation this morning about will the Big 12 go to a championship game, and there's some dispute, and I have looked this up online, and I have not been able to find out, and I will ask somebody and hopefully have an answer for all of you by next week, whether or not the contract in the Champions Bowl, which begins in 2014, requires both conferences to have a championship game? There's some speculation that it does. If so, the Big 12 would have to, of course, readopt a championship game, as it does not have one right now and it only has 10 members. It would also mean that the Big 12 would have to expand. I think both of those things are going to happen anyway to the Big 12. I think they're going to get two more teams at least and get a conference championship game. But just talk a little bit about that and the possibility of the Big 12 going back to a championship game.
I think the Big 12 needs to go to a conference championship game. You look at the fact that the revenue it brings in for a conference, you look at the money that is generated TV-wise, plus it gives you a clear champion. I know we had that problem in 2008 when you have a three-way tie for first in the South Division between Texas Tech, and Oklahoma. And a lot of people were upset with that. But overall, that Big 12 championship game has been a pretty exciting game to watch. You had several upsets. You almost had an upset in 2009 where Colt McCoy luckily threw the ball fast enough that it landed out of bounds with 1 second left, allowing them to get a field goal to beat Nebraska. But other than that, there's just so much in there for it. It gives you a clear champion, gives you more money, and it allows you just to have a say on that final weekend. As we saw last year, Robert Griffin III probably would not have won the Heisman had he not had such a great performance against Texas on national TV. It was the only game going on right there because the SEC championship game had turned into a blowout. There was no other real thing to watch, so it allowed the nation to watch Robert Griffin III, and a lot of Heisman voters voted because of that.
And it says here, as I'm reading an article on Tampa Bay SB Nation, it says that they are continuing to hammer out the deal to create a bowl game called the Champions Bowl. So it's all of the contractual negotiations are not complete, it doesn't look like. But there is a good chance that it will require both conferences to have a championship game, which would be very interesting and would obviously force the Big 12 to adopt two new teams. I didn't say that Florida State and Notre Dame were going to join the Big 12 if that happened, but I would bet heavily that those would be the two teams. David Sears, always good to visit with you. We'll talk again next week. I think we're talking Big 10 football or maybe Pac-12.
It's either Big 10 or Pac-12, but either way, it'll be fun to talk to you, and I'm looking forward to getting closer and closer to that college football season.
It sounds good. We are now 6 weeks away from the beginning of college football season. A reminder, you can hear David Sears on Saturdays on WJOX Game Day Overtime on Jocks 94.5 in Birmingham. And you can also read David's commentaries pretty much every day at davidsearsexperience.blogspot.com. Have a great weekend, everyone.